They appeared suddenly one night on our patio. Four young raccoons, a quartet of rumble-tumble trouble. They pressed their little bandit faces against our glass sliders, scratching to get inside our tiny cottage. We stared in disbelief, my wife and I, bouncing between "they're so cute," I mean, what baby animal isn't, to "oh my God, they're trying to break in." As their tiny humanoid hands fingered the edges of the glass looking for an opening, we took photos and videos. Their antics surely would yield a bounty of Facebook likes and secure our reputation as influencers in the critter category. But as moments turned to hours, they were still pressing, and, well, cute turned a little creepy. At one point, all four perched atop the canvas dome of our gazebo, looking down at us inches from our sliders. Well, they're like a SWAT team ready to rappel. We decided they must be on a desperate mission for food, that their mother was dead and her kids, these four, had waited for her to return until they could wait no more. While just a theory, these very thoughts made them all the more endearing. Now, our cottage is one of 275 or so in a community called Chase's Ocean Grove, hard by Nantucket Sound in Dennisport. It's an absolutely lovely place to summer, and not just for those of us who live indoors, but also for the foxes, the squirrels, rabbits, raccoons, you name it, that show up now and again, and again, and again. The Grove is open only from early spring to late fall, so we're still off Cape when they have their babies. And all those empty cottages, underneath said cottages, down the chimneys, you name it, they do just fine as habitat for expanding a family. Understanding what makes the animal kingdom tick is not always obvious. I had figured the dead stiff skunk on our deck years ago must have succumbed to rabies. Almost certainly not true. There's been only one case on the entire Cape in the last decade. Baby foxes poking out from under the neighbor's cottage, that was seasons ago, had me believing we were on the verge of a fox invasion. I didn't see a single one the next summer. And the theory about our raccoon visitors being hungry orphans, well, maybe not. That's according to a true expert, Zach Mertz. He's CEO of the New England Wildlife Centers, one in Weymouth, the other here in Barnstable. Just as easily, they could have been out for a night of teenage hijinks with mama not far away. With those nimble hands, raccoons are one of the most dexterous animals on the planet, Zach said. Now, that's funny Zach should bring that up. During their appearance with us, one of them snatched my favorite leather sandals and dragged them way under the cottage, going, going, gone, just like an Aaron Judge home run. The morning after their visit, I researched best methods for making sure they wouldn't return. Now, I settled on rags drenched in ammonia and left out on the patio, but vinegar, onion slices, anything pungent, or even a radio blasting music are also known to do the trick. I haven't spotted them since. Neither have I seen those favorite sandals of mine. Of the 100 calls Zach's folks get each day about critter problems during the busy season, only a third are angry. The other callers, well, they seem to realize our furry neighbors deserve our kindness and respect. But I'll tell you, respect is a two-way street. First thing, I'm going to need those sandals back.